Early every morning, from May through October, volunteers walk each of the 50 miles of Alabama Gulf beaches. They're looking for signs that endangered sea turtles have come ashore to nest. More than 500 volunteers patrol the beaches, then watch over the nest until hatching time, then try to make sure the baby turtles reach the sea safely.
You know, we're having a good year this year.
Mike Reynolds, a founder of the Share the Beach program, said 2019 started out promising.
Our average now nest in a year on our beaches, just over 100. We were on track to have about 130 nests, and we still may have actual total numbers of about 130.
Then Hurricane Barry swept across the Gulf. It missed Alabama, but sent heavy waves that flooded beaches and turtle nests.
We lost most of them. We had, before the storm, the day before the storm, we had 81 nests had been identified in Alabama. After the storm, in our surveys, we found that 32 of them had been completely washed away. There's no sign of them. Eggs are gone completely.
Hurricanes, however, are not the main threat to turtles.
The biggest problem that sea turtles have in the state of Alabama are lights. It's, you know, that has happened suddenly. It started back in the, you know, the 50s, you know, when they started, you know, street lights were everywhere down here. And they started killing sea turtles. And essentially, we lost so many sea turtles without knowing it.
In 2001, Reynolds and other residents started the Share the Beach program to find and protect nests. Starting with just 25 volunteers, the program has grown to 575 participants. One of the first lessons for volunteers is that baby sea turtles are attracted to lights, any lights.
All the turtles that hatched off the beach, that should have gone out in the water, should have gone out and grown up and come back and nested, ended up in the street getting run over. And so we kind of broke the chain of reproduction here.
Share the Beach volunteers have also worked with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to identify areas where lights are distracting turtles.
One of the things that Share the Beach helps us do is identify which of these areas are, which of the lights are problems, and we work with those owners, the condo owners, to try and correct their lighting issues.
That's Shannon Holbrook. She's a U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist who works with endangered species in Alabama.
You know, technically, once they disorient a turtle, it is a violation of the Endangered Species Act. But we really try to work with people to, you know, use these resources to retrofit their lights and change things, rather than just, you know, giving them a violation and have them deal and, you know, go to federal court over that.
But resolving the lighting issue is more complicated than just flipping a switch.
We want to be good citizens and resolve this issue, but it's very expensive.
Daniel Craven is a lawyer representing more than 150 coastal condo associations.
A condo with approximately 100 units is most likely looking at expenditures in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $60,000 to change out this lighting to lighting that has minimal impact on the sea turtles.
Not retrofitting lighting, however, can be much more expensive.
Yeah, the potential penalties are enormous. If there is a turtle disorientation that occurs, and let's say that 100 hatchlings get in a pool, and these hatchlings are not very big at all, that's a potential fine of $25,000 per hatchling. So if 100 hatchlings get in a swimming pool, that's $2.5 million.
Shannon Holbrook with U.S. Fish and Wildlife said officials would rather fix problems than fine property owners.
We've been getting really good response from people. I mean, nobody wants to end up in federal court, you know, and have that to deal with, because the fines can be, you know, excessive. And that's why I work with them, and I, you know, say, I would rather you spend that money fixing your lights rather than having to go to court and deal with it that way.
The cities of Orange Beach and Gulf Shores are also beefing up ordinances to protect nesting turtles.
When first adopted in 2006, of course, the lighting standards have changed.
That's Brandon Franklin. He's with the building department at Gulf Shores.
It's been a lot of research as far as what the sea turtles can actually see. And so there's a lot of upgrades that have been made to what they consider turtle-friendly lights.
Nesting season is also the height of the Gulf tourist season, and Franklin says visitors also have a responsibility to protect turtles.
We can have all the lighting standards that we have in place, but, you know, it's so important for our tourists that come down to realize that at night, keeping these doors closed, keeping the windows covered at night, especially during the sea turtle season, that's important to us as well.
Despite setbacks, Reynolds feels good about the fate of Alabama sea turtles.
The future looks good. When you go back and add up all the turtles that we have saved from going the wrong direction since 2001, it's encouraging.
Sea turtles take 25 years to reach breeding age. When they do, they return to the same beaches where they were born, which means that in a few years, the first hatchlings saved by volunteers will come back to start a new generation of Alabama sea turtles. For APR News, I'm Guy Busby in Gulf Shores.